Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Yeah! NFL starts tonight. Now, preseason.
Crap. Preseason.
But they did appeal. The NFL said 6 games wasn't enough.
Okay, when I first saw that,
you thought they were on the other side of this?
I thought they were going the other way. No, because this is the age of no consequences, and it's a crime against women, so I thought, well, maybe they're trying to let them go play.
No.
But no.
They wanted a whole season.
No, there was a bunch of public pressure, evidently.
Yeah, no,
they got to them. They wanted the whole season in the first place.
Yeah, from the start, they were pushing for a whole season.
Right.
Yeah.
I realize it's their gig, but to hear sports guys have to stop and then talk about the football consequences. How about we just suspend them and then talk about football when he comes back?
Why?
You know, it's just so weird.
Why
do
judges have to get involved? Why can't the NFL just say,
I know.
You work for us.
I wanted that too.
Here's the rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
We could be suspended from
if
here.
If they decided to suspend us,
what's our recourse?
They're not taking it to court.
No.
Yeah, but see, this was the process that they agreed on in the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
That it'd be an independent arbiter who would hear these things.
Oh,
and then
they have a little more power than we do, Todd.
In that instance, we'd need like a good agent.
Yes.
Or something.
A union. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, was just weird to me the way it worked. You work for the NFL, don't you play by their rules?
Yeah, the pressure was too much nationally.
This was the process in the latest CBA that everybody agreed to, that there would be an independent arbiter who would decide those things.
Because I keep seeing these lists like Josh Gordon, 78 games total over the years for smoking weed.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Smoking weed.
That's crazy, man.
Here's some others.
Yeah.
Who is this? Calvin Ridley of the Falcons. A season, because he bet. He bet $1,000 on a game.
That's stupid.
16 games.
Did he bet on the team to win, by the way?
Darren Waller.
He went Pete Rose.
Yeah. Of the Raiders for substance abuse. Vontaze Burfict. Yeah, I hate that bastard, even though he's Arizona State.
Yeah.
He's a dirty player. Yeah, so he got 12 games for helmet to helmet. 12 games for one helmet to helmet hit.
See, the thing that bothers me is that they're
just rubbing your boner on a masseuse.
Does he still play?
That's cool. Perfect.
I don't think so.
He might be done.
Yeah. But the thing that bothers me is they're treating this all as one incident.
I know.
In the eyes of the NFL, this is one incident.
I know.
Where, you know, Josh Gordon
was
repeat offender.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Deshaun Watson should be treated as a repeat offender
in this situation. Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's where things get muddy to me is you're calling this all one violation. It's really not.
Yeah. And one of the rules is that he has to have somebody from the Browns actually book his masseuse in
house. Yeah, it can only be team sanctioned, team schedule.
And make it a dude. Make it a dude.
He needs a monitor.
He needs a dude, man. Yeah, we'll massage you, but it's a dude.
This is Gunther, your masseuse.
Right. They do a good job. You told me that, puss. Yeah. Never had a guy masseuse.
I haven't either.
I don't want to move.
That guy sucks. Deshaun Watson.
He does. He's already playing one game. The Steelers are already playing him one game without him with the 6-game suspension. They play in like the 4th game.
See,
so they're going to lose to Kobe Brissett. But whatever. I don't have to watch Deshaun Watson.
The thing that I thought about yesterday, though, that might actually.
Plaxico got 4 games for shooting himself.
Yeah, shoot himself.
But if the NFL comes back and says, nope, it's a full season, then the move that likely happens is Deshaun Watson's people sue the NFL.
Right. Well, at least he's not playing until they. Oh,
but here's the thing.
And then
does it get hung up?
He gets to play until.
If it gets hung up in the courts.
He plays right away. I heard that too, Puss.
But then possibly the suspension ends up being next season when it costs him actual money. Yeah, right. This year is the one year where they made his salary $1 million.
That's why I heard the NFL was maybe not going to challenge this because they're afraid he would play right away. And he could play right away.
But I think I almost want him to. Push the lost games into next season when he actually loses some cash.
Yeah.
It's all so gross. A lot of this is on the Browns, too.
I know.
All this is hanging over his head. They're giving him $200 million.
Yeah, I know.
They thought he was worth the risk.
Yeah, but their fans are not happy. Well, at least the women fans are sure, and the guys actually feel for the ladies, you know.
Yeah, so how you bring that guy into a city.
I know. Waving his boner everywhere.
Well, it's the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't done a lot right, and this is pretty on brand.
It is on brand for them.
You know?
But, yeah, there was a post yesterday you guys sent me out. And we're going to read it because it involves a lot of our audience. You know, I don't care. This is somebody else saying this. Coaches, right?
Yeah, I got it here.
You got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's from a story from Athlon Sports, and this is a friend of mine who's a Husker fan posted this. Is when I saw it.
All right,
and
I shared it on a Husker site. And
the article is Big Ten coaches talk anonymously about conference foes for 2022.
Yeah.
So these are other coaches in the Big Ten commenting on their opponents, this one being Nebraska.
Right.
Quote, in their division, Nebraska still has the best-looking roster. We call it the all-bus team because they look better than anybody else in the West in pregame. Long, tall dudes, really athletic. And then after a quarter or so, you stop worrying because they're usually hurting themselves. They struggle with turnovers. They struggle with technique. I think it's a culture issue.
Now, I put that on a Husker site without a comment, and people were just saying, yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah.
No argument.
Yeah, what do you say?
You're happy it was an all-bus.
You were trying to troll them, and they didn't play into your game.
I don't know what even trolling them. I guess.
You were trolling.
I wanted to stick it out there. Just stick it out there.
Oh,
like Deshaun Watson does.
Long before that even came out.
We knew that.
The intimidation of playing, you know, in front of the sea of red went away a long time ago.
It did, but he means the players look big. I want that clip of you describing your perfect man. And
you know what? Yeah.
By the way, there's a clip at the end of the yesterday's show.
It's on your hotkeys.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's on your hotkeys. Okay.
That's one of the things that's been so frustrating about
middle
Nebraska.
Left.
What's it labeled?
Nick.
Balls?
Here, hold on.
Yeah, I just see a Nick here. Go ahead. Go ahead, show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
I said that's one of the things that's been
Nick
so frustrating about
Husker.
Them.
Nick's a big Husker
is that
fan.
They look like they should, you know, win
like,
some
they
games.
Look like studs, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and when we invite them up there, we expect them to be handsome and tall and athletic
right.
And all dressed up.
I really want that clip, Nick. Yeah.
Any of you Huskers come up here, you better be looking pretty, like you just got off the bus wearing your Beats.
Yeah. Well,
right, and then disappoint us a quarter in.
Yeah.
Our pilot buddy got back.
Read this. I'm glad you remember this because I love this. I love this email.
Fellas.
We're talking about us winning the lottery, first of all. And the first thing we do, we buy a private jet. Our buddy flies for a major airline. He's a good dude. We figure we'd hire him to be our jet guy.
We'll double his paycheck. Right. Or, you know, even more than that.
Whatever
he wants.
Yeah, because he's a good partier, too.
Right.
But he's got a good point here.
And working and having some fun a little behind the podcast. I was listening to the podcast about whichever Mega Million winner of you guys wants to hire me to be your private jet pilot.
We're all going to do that.
I'm here to declare that I'm declining your offer for a couple of reasons. Yeah. Number one, you didn't effing win.
There's that.
Yeah.
Number two, I like drinking. I like knowing when I'm going to fly so I can stop drinking well before I need to fly.
Yeah, he does that.
Clearly, you guys would be the type of rich mother effers to decide at the last minute exactly where you want to go, and I'll need much more notice in order to sober up.
Yeah, good point.
I guess I would
accept. Mandy could probably be drinking with him. He's working for us.
Right, the chief pilot, and I can order some hand-picked lackey pilots to fly us somewhere cool.
I'm the chief pilot.
I need not be sober, but completely open to hanging
with
you guys.
That means he's just hanging out with us.
Right.
Well, he'd still be in charge of the plane.
Yeah, he'd be our aviation director.
Right. We'd have that kind of cash.
He knows.
We'd have him in the jump seat to consult if anything went bad.
Can the co-pilot be half-buzzed?
Don't think so.
In a private jet.
Can't even be sitting in the cockpit and be drunk.
I don't think you can ask that question and get the job.
No.
I'm asking to help
for
him
a pilot.
Out. Just in case, every once in a while, when he is drinking with us and we want to go somewhere, if he's just half buzzed, he could be the co-pilot.
Yeah.
Major airline,
good to land?
Private jet, even if you're in a little Cessna, I don't think you can be drunk.
No.
I know that, but if we don't tell anybody.
The FAA has some issues there.
Illegal.
All right. I love that he answered us
that
way.
What part of illegal don't you understand?
Well, you should be flattered that we wanted to hire him, at least.
Yeah. I know. Well, I like the dude. I'd hang out with that guy in a heartbeat, you know?
Yeah.
But you're right. He'd just be hanging out with us then. He'd just be part of the entourage and never fly the plane.
Well, it'd be like...
But he'd be in charge. The pilot that never flies.
He'd be in charge. Yeah.
What was it? Was it Turtle that always drove?
Right, right.
You know, he would be in the hangers-on party, but he would have a job.
Right.
Pretty sure you need two sober people. That depends.
Oh, I know you do. I know legally. Obviously, legally, you couldn't be a co-pilot buzzed. I'm talking about, in our situation, dude, it's okay to sit in the other seat and... You'll sober up in case something happens.
Yeah.
We'll call you Turtle.
Sounds like he wants to be Denzel from Flight.
Pound vodka. Right. Yeah, what a great movie
We'll get you a bunch of Cocoa Puffs.
All right.
I'll be your John Goodman.
Damn right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What do you got?
Mexican pizza. You guys had it? You like it? Everybody thinks it's a big damn deal.
Yeah, well, is it basically just a tortilla with stuff on it? I mean, is it?
It's like a tostada, kind of.
Yeah,
I've never had one.
Crispy tortilla. Well, it's, you know, they had it, and then they took it away.
What restaurant?
It's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And
that's right. People went crazy, right?
Yeah, well, I guess they took it away, and I didn't realize this part of it. It was, they were, when the pandemic hit, they were trying to simplify their menu. They were paring it down because apparently that thing takes some ingredients that are like, that's the only thing they use it for.
Is it pizza?
It looks like a stacked.
Oh, I see that.
It's a quesadilla.
Quesadilla. That's what it is.
That's
quesadilla.
What it looks like.
With stuff on top of the quesadilla.
Yeah. Kind of. But the tortillas are crispy. I don't think they're
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Right. It looks good.
So people love it. And they went nuts when they took it off. And then here a few months ago, they said, okay, the Mexican pizza's back. And they greatly underestimated the popularity because, like, in a week, they were gone again because they were out of everything.
Man.
And it's been gone for, like, 3 months now. Well, they're finally bringing it back, and they're saying it's going to be back on the menu for good.
Okay, got it.
The Mexican pizza will be back for good.
They're not going to pull the McRib thing where it comes back once a year.
Nope.
And people like the McRib. I'm not a big fan, but they like it. And I don't understand why the McRib's not around all the time. It's just a frozen block.
Because then it's not special.
I know.
Austin Anderson's theory is that it would kill everybody.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that.
It's so dangerous that they can only release it just for certain
periods
of time.
It's a public health move?
Yeah.
Knowing he's kind of a messed up dude, Austin.
Oh, you know.
But I understand. I believe that completely. Yeah.
The McRib wasn't necessarily invented at the University of Nebraska, but the technology to
freeze it that way, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, and they lump it into whatever shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, the technology.
Oh, they do. They mold it into a shape of ribs.
Was invented at the University of Nebraska years ago. Probably 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago.
And that sandwich gets more hate for the shape of it than anything else.
I know.
Because they have 6 sizes of McNuggets. Those just skate under the radar. Right. Anything else, it's not like a hot dog is a natural shape.
I think I've had a McRib, but I know the flavor tasted fine. It tasted fine. I like the sauce on it. But
it's barbecue sauce and
is that
a
once,
meat.
I haven't had one in a long time. Is the McRib once a year at a certain time or just randomly? So
I think it's a couple times throughout the year.
Random.
Yeah. It's kind of like you get a screen alert on your phone, like next week the McRib is back, and all hell breaks.
Shamrock shape shakes are only.
Pretty sure
St.
we
Patrick's
brought this
Day,
up
right?
before, but I think that's one of the few pork products that fast food offers.
Yeah,
because the McRib is a piece of pork. You can't go in and get yourself a fast food pork chop.
Right?
No,
that's good.
Well, with this Mexican pizza,
right? Unless you're in the mood for a pork chop.
Yeah.
Apparently, when they brought this Mexican pizza back the first time, they thought they had a 6-month supply of ingredients for this thing, and in less than 2, they were gone.
What are the ingredients?
A couple
tortillas, maybe some beans,
some meat, beans.
Looks like tomato.
Oh, they got pizza sauce in there too, which that's not Mexican.
Pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce. It's not Mexican.
Taco Bell's Americanized anyway.
Yeah, it's Tex-Mex.
Yeah, Tex-Mex. Basically. You know.
Oh, it's not even that.
No, it's Italian-Mex at that point.
It's American.
Like a singular thing.
It sounds like something you'd make at your house when you're really high.
Pizza
what do you
sauce.
Got left? I got pizza sauce. Right. Throw it on there.
Yeah.
With ground beef or beans. I guess you have to pick one or the other. Sandwich between two crispy tortillas.
Yeah, anything goes in a tortilla. I mean, you can take damn near anything out of the fridge, throw it in a tortilla, and it'll work.
Did you smash those unopened bag of potato chips yesterday?
I finished about two-thirds of it.
Oh, yeah!
Did you, Mr. Restraint.
Since she narked on you yesterday, did you have a talk about that?
No.
Okay. Because she was narking right to Bush. Right. Yeah. Right.
As you have a little spinach artichoke dip left in the corner of your mouth, like, hey.
I was getting the notes, too. I just didn't have my Facebook page up. So she was messaging Puss and me to make sure everybody saw.
How'd you put back the last third of the bag? I don't know how you do that. Once you see the last third, you think, well, what's the point?
Well, here's what I did. I didn't transport the bag and set it next to me while I was watching TV. I poured it out in a little bowl.
Oh.
So I figured that I'll just have this serving. And then, of course, later on,
I went and
got another serving.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do that even just like standing in the kitchen. You know, I'll get the bag of chips out and I'll go, okay, I'll just get out a few, put them out here on the counter, put the bag away, and that's all I'll eat.
Right.
Until I get the bag back out again because it's right there.
It ain't gonna work. I just picture Todd like a chicken walking over and pecking some button and another serving comes out.
It's his little pellet. Moves on.
Todd's pecker hitting the button. There you go.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
More potato chips.
A pecker on my face.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Your face pecker.
Yeah,
your face pecker.
Yeah, Nick, you
knows.
You go to Taco Bell more than any of us, don't you? You frequent there.
I've been not as much as like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, so when the Mexican pizza thing came back, it was kind of a social media thing. People wanted it back.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they're thinking that they could. People are trying this with other menu items that they've had
in Taco Bell.
In Taco Bell.
What did they get rid of?
Well,
they got rid of something else people loved.
Well, I got three of them here that apparently people are trying to get to come back.
I know my kids just love the
XXL grilled stuffed burrito.
Jesus.
I haven't had that.
How big is that?
It sounds great.
It does.
I mean, it sounds great. The toasted cheddar chalupa and the caramel apple empanada.
I usually stick to soft taco supremes.
Caramel apple.
It's a dessert.
It's a dessert.
It's a dessert. Okay. Yeah, it's an empanada. It's a dessert item. So.
Dessert at Taco Bell seems like too much.
Yeah, you don't really need to.
Sometimes they'll have those little boxes that have like a Crunchwrap and a taco, and then it'll come with those little cinnamon twists.
Right,
that's what I was remembering. Those little like cinnamon air things.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You know, and the problem with those is that if you eat those, then you have that taste in your mouth and not Taco Bell. Like,
right.
You want the Taco Bell to linger.
To last.
Mm-hmm.
You want to taste like, meat in your face for like a couple of hours.
Right. Let me remember I had Taco Bell.
Right. You want to taste it when you burp it
out. You don't want to disguise that.
No.
It's like when you, for me, McDonald's would be, I used to love the quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
Love that. I could imagine that flavor right now in my mouth. I haven't had one in a while. Somebody go get me one right now.
The McRib, whenever the McRib, the McRib comes back, I'm just like, man, that sounds pretty good. But then you're at McDonald's, like, well, they have Big Macs. Am I really going to not get a Big Mac? No, I'm going to get a Big Mac.
And a McRib. Just get two.
Somebody's going to hire you. McDonald's going to hire you eventually, do a sponsorship for them. I'm sure
some
it's
some fast food place.
Somebody should.
A dream come true.
It would be.
Just to be sell some liquid acid on the side.
No, I mean,
that'll ruin the deal.
I mean, on the show.
Yeah.
Liquid acid.
I'm impressed with people that kept the hold of the memory of the Mexican pizza long enough to. Because, like, there's nothing at a fast food joint that's made that much of an impression on me.
But you forget, Puss, that how many people live on fast food.
That's true.
And it's only because, we mentioned this before, it's expensive to eat well.
To eat clean, to eat healthy.
Right, we talked about this. And it's very easy to go through fast food. Busy parents, people with not a lot of money. Busy parents is a huge thing.
Sure.
And people are just used to it, eating it all the time, you know?
Well, even now with fast food, there's not a lot of difference between going to somewhere like McDonald's or Burger King or to one of like a sandwich shop.
Right.
Something like that. Like the prices have gotten really close to each other.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if you want to eat decent, It's expensive.
It's really expensive, yeah.
But I'm sure if you are one of those people who goes to the fast food, there's probably that one menu item that you always go to.
And they take it away.
And then they take it away.
I know.
And
what happens in regular restaurants, too? Why we took out nobody's ordering that? Well, I was.
Yeah, I liked it.
Where's my chalupa?
And then after asking
why am I sitting in the closet and you're out of my favorite food?
Yeah. I want a different table and I want something off the menu, too. Sir, get out.
Yeah. That's my wife. She orders off the menu all the time.
See, that I think is more of an egregious offense at the restaurant than asking for a different table.
She does it all the time. She always says, "Can you do this?" She always asks for a different thing on the menu.
Yeah, but you can ask for that.
And by the way, they always oblige her.
I was going to say, do they generally accommodate
her?
They do. I don't think that's asking too much.
But I'm not the kind of person that cares. I like everything on my sandwiches. Like, I always get pissed off at people that, and I get it, but I've never been like that. When I order, we're all getting subs. What's everybody want?
None of this.
I just like it loaded. I don't care. I said, pick it off.
See, but that's where the app ordering comes in handy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is if you're ordering for four different people and everybody wants their own specific thing, you're like, okay, here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Not this, not this, not this, that. And you can make sure that it's done properly.
I'm hungry.
Right.
Well, the app, when you're talking about how it's harder to eat better, like there's not a salad app.
No.
There's a McDonald's app.
And unfortunately, when we were road tripping,
I got
somewhere.
An app where you can get your salad tossed, by the way.
Grinder?
It's not my app. It's somebody else's app. Grinder is it.
Well, like salads is one of those things where if you're unsure of the place you're eating at, like the cleanliness, salad's probably not the thing you want to get either.
Yeah.
Because that's easily, contaminated.
I don't know if you've seen these because they're not around.
Bush goes
here.
Everywhere they pee in a
and
salad.
And I think. I would
thought you were into it, man.
If they fired one up, but in Arizona, like right across the street from where my dad lives, is a place called Salad and Go.
Oh, yeah. No, they got one here now.
And they offer eight or 10 different kind of salads, and they all seem like pretty healthy fare, especially for fast food.
I think it's really expensive, though, too.
Oh, I'm being told the beef Mexi melt needs to come back.
The beef Mexi melt?
The
hell's that?
Best drunken grub ever, apparently. The Taco Bell beef Mexi melt.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'd try it. I'd certainly have one.
Did they just sit back in the kitchen and go, okay, throw that in there. Some a-hole's going to eat this.
Salad and Go is only in Arizona and Texas.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah. Jason Regan. I think he just got back from Jamaica.
Yes.
I saw on his social
media. It was a cruise, I think.
A cruise with him and his wife and his daughter, yeah.
Oh, I hope you brought the norovirus and some monkeypox.
With them.
Yeah.
Free souvenirs.
That's the best place to get the norovirus and the monkeypox is a cruise.
In the morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.